AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Every day makes me want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies, I got strategies for living, strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Are you ready? You ready for your daily dose? Your daily dose of radio rehab? Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm as ready as I will be, I suppose.
There you go. There you go. We all need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So welcome in, folks. Welcome into Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, BLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. You know how we say, Lauren, let go and let God? You've heard that expression,
sure,
right?
Sure, I've heard it, yes.
Anybody that listens to the program knows that I strongly believe in God. No question there. So what I'm about to say doesn't have anything to do with God. And I think that's the point.
Okay.
Let go and let God. If it's to be, it's up to me. You know, God gets blamed for a lot. God gets asked for a lot. A lot of times we do a lot of magical thinking around God.
In other words, we get our roles mixed up
a bit,
right?
And
maybe you're suggesting that we misinterpret the phrase let go and let God.
Yeah, and I think that letting go is something that is not magical. It is a choice. It is a decision.
Absolutely.
And it's an art.
It is.
And there's an art to it. And when we say let go and let God, and we mean behind that, oh, I don't have to do anything. God's going to do it for me. That's where we make the, that's where we're in troubled waters.
At that point, we have to look at what we believe God to be, because in that saying, you're saying you are separate from God.
Right. And I don't think we are.
That's not.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, that's consistent with what Jesus taught. The kingdom of heaven is within you. It's not up there, over there, out there.
And we are the body.
And he said that over and over and over. Probably got frustrated because he probably tried to explain it every way he could think of to explain it. And, you know, just as now,
2,000 years later,
you know, we have a hard time grasping it. But letting go is important. Letting go, letting God is important. And we're going to talk about developing the art of that today, which means it involves us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX. We train brains. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. And SRT Sales Training. Back in a moment. We're going to learn the art of letting go. Pretty simple, too. Pretty simple, pretty fun for a happy life. Be right back. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text setup to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in. Welcome in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about the art of letting go today. We say that saying, let go and let God, but let's consider what that means today. All right. Have you ever gone to the beach with a beach ball or in the swimming pool, right? Mm-hmm. And you take a beach ball. And it's an inflated, it's a nicely inflated beach ball, right?
Right.
And you try to hold it under the water. Have you ever tried to do that?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
What kid has it?
Yeah, yeah. And what happens? The harder you push, mm-hmm. the harder it pushes back.
Right.
And that is kind of what life gets like when we clutch too tightly to perfectionism, are wanting certainty, are chasing control.
You're resisting natural law.
Yeah. And so how does it feel? I mean, if you fought with it a little while, mm-hmm. I mean, put this in your imagination. Because most of us have had that experience. Maybe in a long time ago, like you said, when you're a kid.
Right.
But you've had the experience and you push. And what does it feel like when you decide, okay, to heck with it, and I let go of it? Wow. You know, loosening the grip, you know, feels joyful. Oh, wow. Okay.
Right. And if you've ever watched, I mean, the ball responds in that way, right? It like pops up, right?
Yeah.
With the same force that you've been pressing down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, here's a life lesson that we probably need to think about. It's subtraction. Most of the time we think of, life strategies as something added, but not always. This is subtraction. Remove what weighs you down so the good stuff can pop up like that beach ball to the surface.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about some practical ways, some pretty simple practical ways to practice this art. It is an art, Lauren, letting go.
It's an art of balance. It's an art of discernment. And it's an art of constant refinement, right? Mm-hmm. Being in that place of balance, of understanding. Well, it's basically the serenity prayer, right?
Yeah, God grant me the serenity to accept those things I can't change, the courage to change what I can.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the mind is incredible. The mind is an incredible, miraculous instrument that is on board for us.
Yeah.
And,
but it's about putting it in its proper place.
Yes.
Right. It's about remembering that we have this physical body. We have this physical,
which is impermanent, by the way.
Right.
And this brain is impermanent.
Right.
We get it for a little while.
Right.
It's like we check it out of the library, but you got to bring it back.
Absolutely.
Right?
On loan from God. on loan from the
talent
earth.
On loan from God.
Right.
You're quoting Rush Limbaugh now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did have that. Thanks to Rush, we're here talking today.
That's right.
We're talking about down-to-earth wisdom. We're talking about understanding the impermanence of life. We're also talking about being present, being here, and being compassionate, you know?
But also there is a significant portion.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Portion of two words that I would bring into this conversation, and that is trust and allow.
Ah, okay.
So those two words are very important in this process of what you're calling letting go and letting God, but also knowing where your place within that phrase, what that means for you as a physical being as a spiritual soul with a physical being.
Okay,
right?
I gave a mental image a few moments ago, the beach ball, right?
Right.
I want to give another mental image.
Okay.
Okay. So imagine that when we get born,
when we're born,
we get issued a backpack.
Okay.
All right. It's a big old backpack.
Sure.
It can hold a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, at first, get total control of the backpack.
That's your ego mind operating system, I'm guessing.
You're getting ahead of me. Stay with me.
All right.
Okay, so you get the backpack, but you don't get it put on you right away. I mean, in most of the time, our parents take care of it for a little while. While they're taking care of it, them and other people important to us start putting stuff in the backpack.
Right.
right? Yeah. They start inserting.
Well, he or she is going to need this. They're going to need this as they get older. Right. They're going to need this, you know,
right?
Whatever it may be.
So by the time that we get our backpacks strapped on, just imagine that in the imagery, wherever that might have been for you, because it's different ages for different people, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
So whenever it gets put on, that backpack has a lot in it. Mm-hmm. It's full. And, you know, there's some of the stuff in that backpack that we might need as we go hiking or go out.
Right.
But there's some of the stuff in that backpack that actually weighs us down. Mm-hmm. And so one of the first strategies, if you will, to letting go and letting God is to let go of whatever mental clutter might be packed in our backpack.
Yes.
And there's a simple way to do that. But I want all of us to catch the image of us carrying around this massive backpack.
If you were anything like me, I had to carry everything. I would always get the JanSport student bag, which is like their biggest bag that they made.
Yeah.
Right. And I would fill that thing and I walked around the halls like a turtle. I mean, I did.
I was
hunched over and everything.
and you know, and you're using the imagery of a school backpack. The imagery that I really want us to catch and get hold of is even bigger than that. I've never been mountain climbing.
Right,
but mountain climbers who go up and, you know, scale a mountain and they're gone for days. Yeah. That backpack, that's the kind of backpack I want us to imagine.
I think my school backpack rivaled that one.
Yeah, it may have rivaled it.
I get your point.
Yeah. So what we've got to be willing to do is we've got to be willing to unpack the backpack and unpack it without any kind of blame or anger.
And the way that this translates to the let go and the let God for me, I'm going to use actually another piece of imagery, right? Is if we think of ourselves as a window pane.
Right.
I honestly like to think of it as a stained glass because we're all full of little bits and pieces that are molded together, different colored glass, right?
Right.
And if we think of the source of our beauty, which is what we're calling God, I call it the grand organizing design.
I like that.
You know, the universe, whatever your source is, it's a light source.
Right.
Okay. And if it's coming through, and if your stained glass or your glass window is cloudy or dirty, the light's not going to come through as well as if you were to clean it. Mm. Right. And that's the same idea of cleaning out the backpack, except in this case you're really bringing in through the light of the grand organizing design, allowing it to shine through you.
Yeah.
Because that's hopefully another way for us to remember what our place is as physical manifestations of the grand organizing design of the source on earth.
How do we know when we are perhaps carrying too much in the backpack, that we're too cluttered?
When stuff starts spilling out onto yourself and other people, that's a big hint.
Yeah. and I would say that oftentimes manifests in terms of confusion, being, confused in our thinking, whether
that's
disorganization, right? Or chaotic. And so whenever you feel that, here's a strategy.
Okay.
It's a three breath reset. And the beauty in this is that we've always got our breath with us. Right. If we're living, we've got our breath. It's available to us. So the three breath reset is just breath number one, take in a breath and notice the body. Mm-hmm. And just ask yourself, where do I notice tightness?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first breath. Breath number two, name it. Okay, so put a label on it. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be frustration. It could be feeling rushed. It could be anxiety. Mm. Doesn't matter what you put on it. Just put a label on it.
Yeah.
That's breath number two.
I'm experiencing fill in the blank. I'm experiencing anxiety.
And then breath number three is narrow your focus. What's the next helpful action that I can do? What's the next thing that I can do that would be positive and healthy? And what this does, what this three breath reset does, is it interrupts the rumination that we get into.
Yes.
And it returns you to the only place that you actually live, which is now, right now.
Right here in the present.
And you've also got, you know, the ability to unstrap yourself from that backpack that you're carrying. And at any point in time, you can decide, if you want to,
you can pick it back up,
unpack some stuff out of the backpack. You can always put it back on.
Sure.
But you can always take it off. And this, you know, I would even challenge us, if you need to, do this three breath simple reset 5-10 times a day.
Even more, whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
You know, just
to continually bring yourself back to the present, because that's where whatever you call God, higher self, higher power
always
is.
In the now.
Always here.
Yep. We are talking about the art of letting go today. What are the things, if we say, "Oh, I got to let go and let God." Okay, what does that mean? And how do I do that? We're talking the practicality of that, the practical strategies of that today, your own strategies for living. And we've got more. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you trying to develop a productive sales team? Are you trying to grow or develop an existing one? Are you wanting to change your current culture, or are you lacking the skills to get you and your team to the next level? If any of this is what you're looking for, then you need to contact SRT Sales Training. Hi, everyone. My name is Scott Tarkowski, and I'm the owner of SRT Sales Training. Relevant, real-life skills that work in today's environment, no matter what the business. For more information, go to ScottTarkowski.com or simply call 318-393-5219. And as always, make it a great day.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Sausage, bold and true. The Padres bring in the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Oh,
Yeah, we're right here. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Thank you for joining us here on Strategies for Living Radio. As we talk today about letting go, it's not a magical thing. It's actually, it's an art, and it's choices that we make. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind the saying let go and let God, but let's understand what that means and that it's not magical. It's something that we have to participate in.
Yeah.
And we have to be willing to, you know, put the effort for it. It's choices.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Decisions, it's effort. Could we even call it a little work? Yeah. It's let go and let yourself.
Right. Well, the higher self, right?
It
reminds me of, actually, it points to, you know, the third commandment, right?
Okay. Yeah. Where are you going? honoring mother and father?
That's the fourth.
That's fourth. Yeah, you're right.
Third, I think. I could be wrong, but I think the third one is don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So what do you put I am behind?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but also in this case, right, what do we often, we often say the vanity that we use there is a two-word curse word that mm-hmm. we often use, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But so I'm going to ask you, in what ways are you damning God in your life? In other words, in what ways are you blocking, right, the flow of the grand organizing design to come through, to come to you? In what ways are you blocking yourself from recognizing it in every moment and then allowing it to flow through you?
I like that. Yeah.
Another way to think of it is, you know, are you so vain as to think that you can do something beyond your physical limits, right? So again, it's about that balance. It's about knowing, well, what can I do? How, in what ways?
What's realistic?
Yeah. And what can I do right here, right now in the present? Because I have all I need.
Yep.
And so where am I blocking the grand organizing
where
design?
Am I standing in my own way?
Yeah.
Yep.
The source from coming through to myself and other people.
Another thing that we can let go of is comparison. You know, comparison is a thief. It's the thief of joy, not because other people are bad, but because our nervous system was never designed to run a 24/7 leaderboard.
Yeah, it
psychologically. Psychologically, we
you have to think about, we originated in little groups, right? I think the max tribe that we had, like, I don't remember the exact number, but it's somewhere around 150 or 200 that scientists recognized, okay, we can keep track of all of those people, right? But once you started to move beyond that, it was difficult to manage those. And so think about how many connections through the media, through social media, that we are trying to keep up with, right?
Yeah.
And
that's comparison.
Yeah.
And so instead of telling myself I need to be better than X, Y, or Z, maybe switch that to live my value of curiosity for just half an hour today. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to create one honest conversation today and make that your focus instead of I got to be better than X, Y, or Z.
Right.
And what you're doing is you're rewiring your reward system around what you can control, mm-hmm. which is your own behavior, versus what you can't control, which is what other people do or other people's opinions.
Right.
You know?
And we have to remember that we're all on our own timeline, whatever that looks like. I mean, some people come into their own at different times and in different ways.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And so it's important that we respect everyone else's timeline as well as our
own.
Yeah. And then again, so that's another way of going back to, okay, I don't know. I as an ego mind, don't know really what's best for me.
Yeah.
But I know what I can do in this moment to move me towards what I think would be good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I can allow whatever is coming to me in the moment to make me a better person.
There you go. Another strategy is to let go of harsh self-talk. And maybe think about becoming your own wise coach. Mm-hmm. What would it be like if on your shoulder all the time was the, you know, your idea of the wisest coach?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shrunk him or her down to, oh, about an inch and a half, so you could plop them on your shoulder, right ear or left ear, doesn't
matter.
Whatever you need. Yeah. So what would it happen if you brought that little coach with you? And, you know, that little coach might be able to counter your inner critic who loves to, you know, get in the way. And, you know, that creates the what we call negative self-talk, right?
Right.
And we'd do better to throw that one off our shoulder.
Well, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You know, you said to create, what would it be like to have your own little coach with you all the time?
Yeah.
And we do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
There is no doubt in my mind. I know we all do. We just, again, the backpack is so full. You know, it's like having the screaming voices of negativity, you know, on full volume in your head all the time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to be able to access that wise, higher self, which is within all of us.
It's there.
It's there.
Yeah.
We need to practice methods of sitting in silence. Of being able to sit and, you know, you can listen because I'm not going to lie to you. The critics are loud at first because they've protected you for
a long
time.
That's the reality of it. Yeah.
So it's important just to witness those and say thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you for sharing.
And just allow them to continue to move out of the way for just a moment. And if you do that, you'll find that that wise coach, you have all the answers. Again, back to what Jesus said, right? The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God
is
within you.
Yeah.
And we've just covered it all up.
Yep.
And, you know, in societal beliefs, in power struggles and limiting thoughts. And it's just, you know, what we need to do is be able to sit in the silence and to hear the still wise voice that is within all of us.
Yeah. Another thing we can let go of is there's certain myths that kind of perpetuate in our lives. One of the myths that some of us run is that if I'm going to have fun, I earn it. It's a reward that I earn.
Right.
And here's the deal. Fun is not dessert after you have a real meal of work.
Right.
Fun is fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Fun is fuel. So what do we remember in life most? We remember the playful moments. We remember the novel moments. Why? Because novelty engages our attention and it registers as meaningful. So, you know, here's an idea. Here's a strategy. Most of us have a budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a fun budget? Okay, so an idea for us is to build a fun budget, the way you would budget money, okay?
Yeah.
So when we budget our money, and some of us make that very non-negotiable, all right, well, we could do a fun budget. Start slow. Start with 1 hour a week. Make it low friction, make it high delight, just play with it. You know, and it could even be starting with a block of doing nothing. no thing.
Right.
Right? And you put your phone away, put it in a different room or turn it off. And, you know, you may be bored after a little while. Where is the boredom going to drag you? Where is it going to bring you?
Creativity.
Yeah.
Hope. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're in any form, you know, interested, it brings you into a place of curiosity, of creativity, of playfulness.
Yeah.
You know, and you...
And I guarantee you this, it'll bring you someplace interesting, whether it brings you someplace inside like you're describing, or if it brings me to an actual physical place.
Sure.
Oh, I don't have anything else to do. I'll drive to the library.
Or I'll go on a walk to the park.
And I guarantee you it will be something of interest, something that will be... You'll find something there.
Yeah, I think that's something that we all as a society really need to relook, you know, is that we've associated the idea that in order to be productive, we need to be very serious and hard working. Yeah. Like things have to be hard. And in actuality, we learn so much better. And our biology operates so much better when we're able to operate from a place of playful, lighthearted curiosity.
Absolutely. Another thing that's packed in that backpack, that big old backpack, there's probably a few grudges, maybe a bunch of grudges. And so let go of those. Mm-hmm. Be willing to micro-forgive.
Okay.
Do small forgiveness. And, you know, forgiveness is not pretending. It's not pretending that something didn't happen. It's not pretending the hurt didn't happen. It's choosing to put it down. Mm-hmm. That's why I like the analogy of the backpack. Forgiveness is just taking it out of the backpack and putting it down.
Right.
You know, so basically...
it doesn't mean that what happened was okay or that you're going to allow...
That person back into your life?
Right,
none of that.
Or allow it to continue. No. It just means I'm making the decision that I'm not carrying it in the backpack anymore.
It's
right?
Self-compassion. It's compassion for your own mind. Why do I need to carry this anymore? Mm-hmm. So try this today as a strategy. All of us have resentments. All of us have some resentment. It can be anything. Pick a small one. Pick a little one. And, you know, just let yourself... Make the choice and decision to let go of that. And notice what your body does when you do that. Notice what happens in your body. I bet you breathe, and I bet your shoulders drop.
Yes.
Yeah. We're talking about the art of letting go today. Right here on Strategies. We're going down that road. We'll be back. More to come. Stay with us.
Looking for strategies. Strategies for Living Radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
So now let's take a ride. Healthy mind and heart open wide. Every step with spirit as our guide. Here on Strategies for Living. Mind, body, spirit, and the groove. Relationship. Truth and every deal.
We help you thrive, not just survive.
And welcome back in. Welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, we are in a conversation today about that saying that we hear, let go and let God. And what is the art to it? What is the art of letting go? Turns out that there are some simple ways to live a healthy and fun and happy life, but we got to unpack some things, you know, that got to take some things out of that big old backpack, right?
Well, and you know, it's the balance, right? It kind of always reminds me of the story of the guy stuck on the roof in the middle of the hurricane,
Where Boudreaux.
Boudreaux, right?
Yeah, Boudreaux.
Where, you know, the hurricane's coming, he's asked to evacuate, and he says, you know, no, God's
going to save me.
God's going to take care of me. And so, you know, the
sheriff comes by and says, Boudreaux, come on, we got to go. Oh, no, Shab, God's going to save me. And then, of course, the water starts rising, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the sheriff or somebody comes by in a boat, Boudreaux, come on, we got to go. No, Shab. God going to save me.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Boudreaux gets up on the roof, you know, because the water keeps rising.
Right.
Helicopter comes. God, how's that one for my helicopter?
That's great.
Hey, Boudreaux, come on. I throw you a line
down. The theater of the mind is coming out.
Yeah, well, that's the way we used to do traffic reports before we had a helicopter.
You know, just beat like apes.
Yeah, exactly. In Chopper 1 over I-20. But anyway, then the chopper comes, throws the ladder down. Boudreaux says, oh, no, God going to save me. But then he, you know, gets to St. Peter and he's, you know, he says, you didn't save me, Boudreaux.
Yeah.
Come on, we sent you a sheriff's car, a boat, and a helicopter. What you want?
Right, right. And so it's that balance, right?
Yeah.
To be able to see what can you do and what can you allow God to do through you and in your life.
In other words, you're telling us, don't be a Boudreaux.
Well, I mean, you can, but learn a lesson or two.
All right, another thing, and we've been talking about this all along, but I think it you know, bears underscoring. Let go of any excess stuff.
Mm.
I mean, you know, we all have clutter. Most of us in our offices or in our homes, right?
Right.
And clutter attracts attention, more to dust, but what can you do?
What can you physically
what
let
can
go
you
of?
Physically
right?
let go of. Even if it's, here's a strategy, one shelf at a time. One drawer at a time.
Right.
You know, for some people, I mean, it could be a room, right? I'm going to pick a room. But for some people, that's too overwhelming. Okay, go into a room that you would eventually like to have in better order. Pick one drawer or one shelf in that room and start there.
Or a piece of it if you need to.
Yeah,
break it down as small as you need to make it, you know, possible.
Yeah.
Manageable.
There you go. All right, another strategy is to let go of control.
Mm.
Let go of control and upgrade to influence.
Okay.
Because control is brittle, but influence is flexible.
Okay.
So in psychological terms, it's shifting. You've heard of locus of control?
Sure.
So it's shifting your locus to what you can reliably act on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you're... what can you control and what can't you control? What do you have influence on? You know, what through conversation or preparation or relationship deposits can you exert influence? And then observe, you know, be willing to step back, But, you know,
I heard your grandmother in my head.
Oh, yeah.
That's all a mule can do, honey.
That was one of my mother's mother, who lived right down the street from us, and, you know, the house next, not next door, but two doors down. And we called her Monis.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, she would, that's all a mule can do, honey. that was her way to, you know, to give us pats on the back and, you know, okay, do what you can and then let go of it.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah, and that's what I hear you saying here, right? And I mean, don't be so tied up in the outcome that you need to micromanage every step, right?
Yeah.
Because that's allowing for, well, who knows, the universe, God, source may have greater plans for you than you could have ever imagined, right?
Very true.
And so the important piece to remember is, you know, that's all a mule can do. Do what you can within your physical, mental capacity. And then
step
back and watch.
Another thing to let go of, a lot of us have a lot of relationships that are shallow. The connections are just shallow.
Yep.
And so, you know, what you might want to do is really get real about that. And what are your real connections? Mm. What are those? What are those real connections?
Yeah. Place your attention on and focus on relationships where you both benefit and you can both grow each other.
Yeah.
Right.
Because psychologically, Lauren, we need belonging. We also need authenticity in our relationships. And today, with so much social media out there, you know, we all have a lot of just surface connections, but those roots aren't very deep.
Right.
And so one last thing, we got to get this in real quick. Doom scrolling. A lot of us do doom scrolling.
Yes.
Let go of that.
Let go of it.
You know, it may be for our ego. It may be kind of fun, we think.
Well, it's not just on an ego level. It is on a biologic level. I mean, it hijacks the dopamine system.
Yeah, so let go of doom scrolling with, you know, just...
Yeah, whether you need to set a timer on your... You can set app timers on your phone. Or, you know, check yourself.
Our phones aren't evil. We control them.
Absolutely.
And we have control. We can do what we want to. So, you know, put that down. That's something that you can unpack from your backpack. Things to, you know, and actual strategies. The art of letting go. Letting go and letting God. Oh, great saying. But you got to be willing to do your part.
Right.
Yep. And we'll be back here on Strategies. Stay with us. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking today about the art of letting go. Let go and let God. It's not a magical thinking thing. It's an art, and it's something that we can learn to do.
Yes.
We can learn to unpack that massive backpack that we're carrying around. What's your takeaway from our time today, Lauren?
It is, you know, it can be a trite saying, but it can be a very important and impactful way of living, as long as with everything we bring balance into perspective. And I can't help but muse how nice and, you know, a good there are no coincidences, but the fact that we're talking about this during the fall.
Yeah.
Right. When all of the leaves are showing us how beautiful it is to let go.
To let go.
Right. And they trust.
And that makes room in the spring for more leaves.
Right. For new leaves to take their place.
Yeah.
And to remember the intelligence of nature in that way.
Yeah. And as those little leaves are falling down, they're saying, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. They're getting grounded.
Oh,
to take new roots.
Yeah,
into the
there
soil.
You go. You are dust, and unto dust you shall return.
That's right.
Yeah, and so we need to keep that in our awareness. Keep that in our mind.
Right.
Yep.
And to remember to everything there is a time and a season.
There you go. Good stuff. Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being with us here on Strategies for Living. We do this every day for you, and we can do it because of our wonderful sponsors, the Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Brains, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too, and SRT Sales Training. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.
Menards' Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.